Joe Fisher joins us now. And Joe, when Joakim Noah took off for the dunk and got fouled, I immediately had flashbacks to some of his handiwork over at Memorial Gym.
He wasn't going to grab the basketball out of somebody else's hands, was he?
No, exactly.
He was pretty good, though. He talked about that. He said he made the steal, and he thought it took forever to get down there. So, and he had Pierce chasing him. That was a huge play. Pierce fouled out on it. So it was that's been an amazing series so far.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Pierce was thinking trying to block that thing. He had no chance.
Yeah.
Big series for baseball this weekend as you guys hit the road.
It's a huge series, Kevin. It's kind of similar. If you think about where South Carolina is right now, they're probably feeling right now about the way Vanderbilt felt last weekend. You know, last weekend Vanderbilt was 7-10 in conference play and had a home series coming up against Mississippi State. It felt like it was almost a bit of desperation that they really needed to have a great weekend to get back into the mix. Well, they did. South Carolina's in that boat now. They're 9-12 in conference play, and they're 2.5 games behind Vanderbilt currently 8th overall in the SEC. So they're kind of on that border for whether or not they make the SEC tournament. So this is a huge weekend for them at home, and I expect I've already heard Ray Tanner talk a little bit about tonight's game in particular, and I would guess that he will do everything he possibly can to try to win tonight. He said this is the momentum game. You know, this is the one that means everything. So you're probably going to see Tim Corbin and Ray Tanner really kind of pull out all the stops tonight to try to get a really big win and start the momentum in the series. They're playing in a brand new stadium, which I understand is supposed to be beautiful. Seats about 6,500 permanent seats and standing room of about 8,500 total. They'll have a big crowd. So Mike Miner will be on center stage against Sam Dyson, who's another pro prospect. It should be a great night.
Joe, what about the great story that is Brian Harris, terrific on-base percentage, and just the kind of year that he's having?
Well, and Tim Corbin talked about him a bit on the call-in show. He was a walk-on, originally, and has come in. And I really think last year, his confidence really blossomed when Pedro Alvarez got hurt, and he had to go in and play third base, and he was a very solid, defensive third baseman. There was not a huge amount of drop-off there. Certainly, when you lose a bat like Pedro, that's hard to replace. But I think Brian got a lot of confidence out of last year. Then he came back this year expecting to be a leader, expecting to be one of the veterans at the infield, and he's done it. And, we kind of talked about the Louisville game and how he was really a catalyst in that one with his at-bat in the ninth inning, and the team has sort of fed off of that. And then, of course, last weekend he was just terrific. He was 8-13 against Mississippi State, a couple of home runs, a couple of sparkling defensive plays, and they've really just sort of fed off of that. He, earlier in this year got moved out of the top spot in the lineup, was pressing a little bit. They got him back down farther in the lineup where maybe he'd see some better pitches, get a little more rhythm back, and now they've moved him back to the top. And, let's just hope it continues because he has set the table over the last couple of weeks.
And don't you think this is a testament to Tim Corbin's program that they would get that caliber of player walking on as opposed to maybe years before?
Well, yeah, certainly there's some local ties as well that probably come into play there. But, no, there's no question about that. Brian certainly could have gone somewhere else and played, very easily on scholarship money, right off the bat. And wanted to come on and be a part of this. I think it's been an interesting combination for Tim of getting a lot of the great local talent to stay local and still recruiting on a national basis, as far away as California and Maine on this team. So it's been a great job he, Eric Backich, the whole staff have done. And now this is that stretch run, 9 games to go in conference play. And, you try not to do a lot of scoreboard watching, but there are a couple of huge series this weekend. Not only Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Florida and Georgia. Georgia leads the East, Florida second. And depending on what happens this weekend, Vanderbilt goes to Georgia next weekend. So, there could be some huge gains to be made if things play out right for Vanderbilt.
Hey, Joe, safe travels. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thanks, guys. Take care.